Yeah.
Can you say something?
Hello.
Good morning. My name is Tom, and welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. And everybody has been here before. All right. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message, love. On my Advent journey, I abide in love. One of the most beloved verses of Scripture calls me to recognize love as the greatest of all spiritual blessings. Today, I will take the words of the Apostle Paul to heart and abide in love everywhere I go. To the marketplace, I spread my warmth with the kind interactions with clerks and fellow customers. At meetings, whether work or social, I offer words of cheer that greet everyone as a beloved child of God. I express my love in moments of unconditional appreciation to all people. The more I look for reasons to share my love, the more I will find. Especially during the Advent season, there are many opportunities to visit, to care, to give. I will choose the ones that fill my heart to overflowing. Today, I will abide in love. And now, faith, hope, and love abide. These three. And the greatest of these is love. And that's 1 Corinthians 13:13. Today is the third Sunday of the Advent season. And this morning, Beth and Mark will come forward to light the candles. Oh, right there. That will do it. Oh,
just like that.
Yep.
Okay. We relight the candles of faith and peace. And on this third Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of love. The reading is from a letter to God from Myrtle Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, and invite you to say it as a prayer within your heart. Dear God, we are centered in your presence and power. Nothing can disturb us or dismay us. In the darkness, your light shines. In the midst of uncertainty, your light reveals the way. Dear God, we are centered in your love. We feel warmed and comforted. Centered in your love, we look at the world with eyes of love. We express love. We draw loving and happy experiences to ourselves. Dear God, we are centered in your strength. No hurt or unhappiness can stay with us. Centered in your strength, we are lifted out of sadness. We are set free from fear. Strength fills us and joy overflows us. Dear God, we are centered in your life. Every part of our bodies feel the touch of your healing life. Centered in your life, we feel quickened and restored. We feel the infilling of your changeless eternal life. We are healed through and through. Amen.
The following is from Luke 10:11. I am bringing you good news of great joy, and for all the people, to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is this Messiah, the Lord.
Thank you, Mark and Beth. What a wonderful, wonderful little ceremony, the lighting of the candles. And now, join us while Mike leads us in, surely the presence.
Surely the presence
of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place.
And next, let's say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And now, Karen and Mike will lead us in our welcoming song, Thank You for This Day. And please stand if you wish, and don't sit down, as we'll greet each other after.
Okay, well, we're gonna do this call and response, so everyone online and in the sanctuary can sing the line after us.
Thank you for this day, Spirit. Thank you for this day.
Your turn.
Spirit, thank you for this day. This beautiful, this beautiful, this beautiful day.
Church and online, please find gallery view and wave to each other. And in the sanctuary, greet each other however you choose to.
Good to see you, Terry. Figures you could send me that text message.
Of course. Well, next time we'll whatever.
Okay.
Hi, Zoomers.
Hi.
Background disappeared.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It was the soonest when they got back.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to watch them lauding. It's nice to watch them all loving on each other. Well, close. Move over. There you go.
Still connects to my phone.
There you go.
Making my way around my idea.
A lot of ear infections.
Oh, that'll do it.
A lot of ear infections.
Yay.
Oh, I wish.
Very smart.
I would say ear infections at this point in my life. That'd be great.
Tom's the end.
Do we think we need any law in terms of being service leader? I'll be willing to.
We do.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Merkers. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Advent, good to see you.
Nice interruption. Yes.
Thank you for the music. Hi, Isaac. All right.
Just Isaac and Tom have the same.
Second.
Oh, okay. Well, you can, Audrey, you can sneak in here anytime. Anytime at all. All right. Well, if you have something you're especially thankful for this past week, please feel free to share it with us briefly. Okay. You know what? We're gonna the people in Zoom land can hear you, so we're just gonna pass.
Okay. Hi, this is Audrey. I have one. My sister asked for my help because she'd left her glasses at her office, and I'm just grateful that we were able to get into her office. She was able to get her glasses yesterday, so she has them for the weekend. So, yay. Who's next?
I'm next.
All right.
Okay. I would like to thank all the people in all the communities for the wonderful celebrations that we have this time of year. We were able to watch the tractor parade in downtown Centralia yesterday. What incredible. Just that and the plays and the music, the choral groups. It's just a wonderful time of the year. Happiest time of the year, something like that. Okay. Okay.
Well, I don't know what to say, because I think you said it all. I love this time of year and all the love and the happiness and the warmth and yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Yay. So, announcements are next. And in the spirit of the wonderful time of the year, we have got one Christmas dinner sign up. There's probably a list downstairs about what you can bring and what you know someone else is bringing, so you can't bring your favorite. Beth is sponsoring our wonderful movie nights this year. And we've got, oh, do you want
to? Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Okay.
We're doing a teeny tiny change.
Uh-oh.
So 5:30 tomorrow, or tomorrow night,
right,
instead of 6 o'clock. Because we kind of decided we wanted to eat and enjoy that time together and fellowship and then watch the movie. We're going to be seeing How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey version, tomorrow night. So, and we're going to see how that relates to our theme of love. And then we have an extra movie week this week. On Thursday night at 5:30, we are going to see Cabrini in preparation for Circle America. So if you can join us at 5:30, it'll be just an anything potluck. Tomorrow's kind of our regular soup, so bring anything that goes good with soup or bring a pot of soup.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
And Saturday, Winter Solstice Spiral Walk at Unity of Olympia. And that's going to be a musical event that Mike and Karen are going to be playing at. I don't know what time it starts, but I guess Penny and I are doing trips up there, so we're gonna carpool or do something.
It's 6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 8 p.m. All right. Unity of Olympia. We also have next Sunday is gonna be our 12 power candlelighting ceremony. So there's a sign-up sheet on the door. And if you haven't signed up, please sign up, and we'll probably ask for other people to do more than one in case we don't have everybody signed up. But
we need 4 more powers: faith, imagination, will, and belief. And if one of those has your name on it, the sign-up sheet is right downstairs at the end of the food line.
All right. A magical event. Please be here in the sanctuary to enjoy it. Any other announcements from Zoom land? Raise your hand if you have any. Okay. Then please join us in our unity statement. Okay, well, I guess we will just say it together. You remember it, everybody? We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And now Mike and Karen will lead us in our song of joy. And this is an original song written by Mike, Stepping Into My Power. And please stand if you like.
Stepping into my power, I'm stepping into my power. Every moment's a chance, every movement's a dance. I'm stepping into my power.
will be given by Susan.
It's More Love. This is by Reverend Bronte Colbert. This Sunday in Advent, we celebrate love, a love that stretches beyond a list of what we treasure most, beyond people and things we find easy to love. This love is about giving, expressing, and exuding love through difficult times. It is a practice of seeing the bigger truth of who we are and the divinity that exists within all of us. During this Christmas season, we are reminded to open ourselves to an even deeper, wider love. The Christmas story abounds with love, including Gabriel's message to Mary, the courage of the shepherds to leave their posts, magi traveling under the guidance of a star, the adoration, faith, peace, and joy of a new birth that was aligned with stars, angels, and prophecy. The arrival of a child who would demonstrate love and kindness and whose teachings would bless others for centuries. Opening our minds and hearts to the healing, forgiving, empowering energy of love includes opportunities to practice loving kindness, watch our words, and be aware of our judgments of others. This is a season to demonstrate what love truly is and to acknowledge the truth that we are all unique expressions of God, whether we see and remember it easily or not. A few years ago, I drove a car with a bumper sticker that drew attention. Other drivers would beep, smile, or give a thumbs up as they passed by. With hearts on a white background, it declared, "Respond with love." I now try to keep those words handy on the dashboard of my mind when I'm feeling out of spiritual alignment or when something disturbs me. Respond with love. Sometimes we might automatically respond to people, the news, or even dear ones with judgment, anger, or criticism. Love is a gift we can withhold or generously offer. When we respond with love, we see through the lens of understanding, knowing that everyone is most likely doing the best they can from where they are in the moment. Our response, whether it's kind words or an understanding look and smile, sends them the healing energy of love. Approaching a major holiday in a season like Advent can feel like a journey. We are consciously stepping through the days, experiences, and spiritual practices that not only celebrate the holiday, but create a path toward and beyond it that is bright and loving. Love is a journey. Love is a teacher, step by step. Even small acts of kindness carry powerful effects. Your positive energy, the words you speak, and the thoughts you share can have a huge impact on another person's well-being. Consider these things during this week and holiday season. Watch for ways to practice acts of loving kindness. Compliment a stranger. Regularly give others your most generous, sincere smile. Do your best to keep conversations positive, full of kindness, hope, and love. Create a collage of things, quotes, and people you love. As you respond with love, love will return to you multiplied abundantly. And from John 15:12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And the affirmation for this day is, I am aligned with God and I respond with love.
Thank you, Susan. And then, please join us as Karen and Mike lead us in our meditation song, Mahe Mantra.
Thank you.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare.
Now, please join us in the affirmations. Together, I am a joyous being of light. I am the love of God in expression. I am grateful for all that I am. I am one with the abundant nature of the universe. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy, and I am at peace. Knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time and in the perfect way. And today we will be saying the progressive Lord's Prayer followed by the Alleluia. Please join me. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come, I am thy will being done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all people from temptation. I am delivering all people from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am. Amen. The Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
And we have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. This morning, we are pleased and blessed to hear from licensed Unity teacher, Audrey Pitchford, whose talk is titled, Light a Candle.
Okay. So, what did the moon say on the longest night of the year? Hang in there, it's just a phase. All right, well, Merry Christmas, Happy Advent, Happy Solstice, Happy New Moon. We have a lot to celebrate, the new year coming up shortly. And we are continuing our study of the book Pray Up Your Life by Unity Minister Reverend Charlene Emmanuel. And you've probably heard me say it before, but I like to ground us in what we're talking about before we get going. So Reverend Charlene says that there's many ways to pray, that her ideas are just suggestions to try. We don't have to adopt them. She says there's no wrong way, and maybe we'll learn something as we try out her ideas. And she talks about prayer as conscious, intentional communion with the divine. Conscious, intentional communion with the divine, which I love because her premise is that the more time we spend in prayer, the greater we are aware of that divinity within each person and within ourselves. And I love that. And we know too that Unity is pretty pro prayer. Unity actually started out of a prayer healing experience from our co-founder, Unity co-founder Myrtle Fillmore. And Unity's fourth principle is that we practice prayer and meditation to remain conscious of that divinity within and that divinity in all others and that divinity in all life. And so I love that reminder of a way to always come back to the basics. So today, in honor of Advent and the solstice and Christmas coming up and New Year's and Epiphany and all that good stuff, I'm jumping around in the book again. And for folks like me who kind of like things in a really linear progression, not to worry, I'm gonna come back and get all those chapters that we skipped. But we're jumping ahead to part three of Reverend Charlene's book. And this is in a section called Prayer Practices That Add Energy and Power. And today's topic is light a candle. And Reverend Charlene talks about lighting a candle in the context of prayer. And we're gonna talk about that, but then we're also gonna talk about other ways to light a candle. So, you know, I like hearing from you and your thoughts and ideas. So I'd love to hear what you might think about why light a candle during prayer? What benefit does that have, if any, or maybe it doesn't have a benefit?
Focus.
Okay, focus, says Susan, thank you. Okay.
It also creates sacred space. I've noticed with children, if they're trying to do prayer, if I light a candle, it's like the ooh ah factor.
Okay. Thank you, Beth. So it's a reminder of the presence of the Most High and also a way to create sacred space, and especially with kids, helps give them the ooh ah factor and helps them focus as well. Thank you. Terry.
Yeah, it reminds us of ourselves.
Okay, it reminds us of ourselves. Reverend Charlene says it's a reflection of that divinity within. Yeah, thank you.
And that we are the source of igniting it. We are the ones that do it.
Okay, yeah, Tom says we're the ones that do it. Yeah, so we're getting into some of those metaphysical meanings. Yeah, the candle is something that we light, just like we are aware of our divinity within and the way we consciously align with that divinity as we go about in the world. Yeah, great stuff. All right. So all of this, I think Reverend Charlene would agree with, and she has a couple other ideas also about the benefit of lighting a candle during prayer. It can actually help create warmth in the room. So sometimes we're in a cold space, it can help light it up physically. We can pick candles that have specific colors that are meaningful to us. And we do that here with the color for today, the candle, we have the pink candle for love. We have one of our 12 powers candles back here, the color red for life. And colors might remind us of special moments. They might remind us of Christmas. Reverend Charlene also says we can pick candles with certain scents. Maybe we have a scent that we like, some kind of essence that reminds us of at Christmas time. Like I think about candles that smell like cinnamon or apple pie or evergreen or some other pleasant sound, or excuse me, scent. Reverend Charlene also talks about that the candle might have a specific shape that's meaningful to us. That sometimes when she says weddings, she has couples use candles that are shaped like hearts. I thought this was also interesting too. She talks about sacred numerology with candles, like maybe there's a reminder to us in the number of candles. So as an example, in our Advent wreath, we have the four candles on the outside, and four is a number that can have a metaphysical meaning of order or foundation or building or preparation for something, which I think is really nice thinking about Advent and getting ready for Christmas. The 12 powers that we light on Christmas Eve, the number 12 signifies spiritual completion or spiritual wholeness. And so again, another sacred number that we can remember with candles. And I think we already mentioned this one as a group, that candles can help us remember that divine light within. They can allow us to symbolically turn on our own inner light. Remember that we always have that ability to turn on our own inner light and share it with others. So Reverend Charlene also says it's important to remember that a candle is a symbol. This may sound a little funny, but we're not praying to the candle when we're in prayer, that the candle is an aid or something that helps us, something that symbolizes something powerful that we want to remember. And so if we start pondering into that idea of candles as symbols, it really opens up our prayer practice. So I'm going to put out there this idea that we don't actually even need a real candle to get to that space in prayer. Maybe we don't have a candle handy, or maybe, I don't know about you, sometimes I can't find something to light a candle with. There's no matches. The little clicker things kind of are a little bit beyond me at times. That's okay. Candles have actually evolved. I thought it was really interesting that back in the day, several hundred years ago, people put live candles on their Christmas tree. Well, I'm guessing nobody does that anymore because we have fire concerns, and we have something safer in the form of electrical or battery operated lights. And so those lights twinkling on the tree are not actual candles, but they can serve the same function, the same symbolism as a candle. And actually, during the COVID pandemic, this church sent little battery operated candles out to the community, which was very sweet and precious and touching. I still have mine. It might need a new battery, but I still have it because it makes me happy. So because candles are symbols, like I said, we don't actually even need a candle. And if we don't have a candle handy, we know that our minds are powerful and we can envision a candle. We can envision, what color do I want that candle to be? How do I want it to smell? What does it sound like? What's the shape? What does that candle mean to me? What does the flame look like? What color is that flame? And we can imagine all those elements of a candle if we don't have an actual candle with us to take into prayer. Now, it's totally okay if we also have a preference. People like might really like having a real candle, or people might really like having a battery operated one, depending on how many little people there are running around for safety reasons. That's okay. Reverend Charlene just talks about, let's not get too attached to the symbol. If we find ourselves thinking, I can't possibly pray without a candle, that's maybe a time to question, what exactly does this candle represent for me? And is there another way to get there? So, since a candle is a symbol, let's take that symbol idea a little further out and think about, how can I light a candle in the world? How can I light a candle in the world? What does that mean? Now, this past weekend If I would have lit a candle and took it outside my front door, the wind probably would have blown it out pretty quickly. So I'm not talking about literally lighting a candle out in the world. And I think this is a really important question. How can we light a candle in the world? What does this make you think of?
Being nice in the situation of stress.
Okay, yeah, being nice in a situation where we're stressed. Maybe the technology isn't doing what we hoped it would. Maybe other people don't drive the way we wish they did. Maybe our family members are not doing or saying the things we wish they would at the holidays. How are we gonna respond? How are we gonna light a candle in that situation? Yeah, thank you. How else can we light a candle in the world?
Recognizing that there are many expressions and throughout the world, many different ways that people do pray, and we acknowledge that.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Susan. Recognizing that there are many ways that people pray, many ways that people express the divinity, consciously affirming that I see the divine in all people. Even the ones who don't think like I do, even the ones who don't pray like I do, even the ones who don't believe like I do, I know that divinity is there. Yeah. A few other thoughts that I had. This time of year, there's a lot of night hours and not quite as many daytime hours as in other times of the year, I think it's no accident that there's several holidays and festivals that incorporate light, whether it's candles, luminaries, lanterns, fireworks. There's many celebrations that focus on light, and specifically in Christianity, Christmas, Epiphany, sometimes New Year's, sometimes the solstice. I think this makes me ponder the idea that as humanity, sometimes we need a reminder about hope. Sometimes we need a reminder about a new beginning, a new possibility, especially during a long dark night. And I think we can light a candle in the world when we remember hope, when we remember love, when we remember peace and wisdom and joy, and we extend that to others. Our Advent reading that Susan did today had some great examples of ways we can light a candle in the world, whether it's giving someone a sincere compliment or smiling at someone, or even just in our thoughts about other people, that has an impact. And so as we show up as the light, as we remember that we are the light and so is everyone else, and as we consciously act from that idea of being the light, I believe that's a way that we can light a candle in the world. As we think about the candle as a symbol and we think about symbolism, that always makes me think about the unity practice of metaphysical Bible interpretation, which does rely on symbols. And you've probably heard me talk about metaphysical Bible interpretation as well, that unity does not look at literal meanings of stories, but we look beyond the surface at the deeper meaning, at the names, at the characters, at the people, who they represent. And the metaphysical Bible interpretation practice is very personal. So I think it's always interesting to see what other people think, just to get ideas. And the candle doesn't have to mean the same thing to all of us. We can each have our own interpretation of what that candle means. And so in every one of her chapters, Reverend Charlene includes a Bible passage. For this month, I took a translation from a version of the Bible called the Message Bible. And I don't know if other folks are familiar with that one, a few, yeah. So the Message Bible is a translation from some of the oldest Greek texts into modern American English. And I love this version of the Bible because to me, the language sounds familiar, but it's also different enough that it like tweaks my brain to start thinking about other things. And so here's the quote from Reverend Charlene, and this is on the handout as well that went around if folks want to take this later and ponder it. So from the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 35 and 36, your eye is a lamp lighting up your whole body. If you live wide-eyed in wonder and belief, your body fills up with light. If you live squinty-eyed in greed and distrust, your body is a musty cellar. Keep your eyes open, your lamp burning, so you don't get musty and murky. Keep your life as well lighted as your best lighted room. Now, I love this, and I also don't think Luke is talking about the kind of light bulbs we have in our home. And I also don't believe he's talking about our biological process of vision. So I'm curious, what jumps out at you from this passage, if anything?
Best lighted doesn't necessarily mean brightest.
Okay, thank you. Best lighted doesn't necessarily mean brightest. Okay, yeah.
Candlelights in rooms.
Okay, yeah, candlelight can be very subtle. Yeah, yeah, thank you, Tom. I like it. I like it.
Wide-eyed and wonder jumped out at me.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging out with my grandsons always reminds me of looking at the world in wonder.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Beth. Wide-eyed in wonder. And maybe it's easy to remember that when we're hanging out with little kids who very easily express delight. And we can get to that place too as we go to what the Buddhists called beginner mind and see the world fresh and new. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Anything else jump out at folks from here?
We are the light, lighthouse tower.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that this makes you think about the lighthouse tower. Thank you, Terry. Yeah, we are the light. Yeah. And we're going to talk a little bit about that idea next. Another great quote coming up. So thank you. Thank you. I really like, too, the lines in here about living in wonder and belief. And that makes me think about gratitude, being grateful for stuff, you know, even if it's the 49th time that I've, you know, celebrated Christmas a certain way, or that I've had Christmas dinner with my family, that I can still be grateful and enjoy that process. And also living in belief, I think about faith, remembering that the Most High is in everyone and in everything, regardless of situations, circumstances, and especially regardless of appearances. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get all musty and murky in my life. Sometimes I get there anyway. And so there's a formula in here too for the times that I go that direction, that I can return to gratitude and faith. I can return to this wide-eyed wonder and belief. And a reminder that my experience is going to be based on my perspective. How I look at the world is going to have an impact on how I experience the world, which I think is lovely. Now, while I want to hold a perspective of wide-eyed wonder and belief at Christmas, there's times that that is a challenge for me, and maybe it's a challenge for you as well. I have actually had several loved ones pass away in December. And so this time of year, I do tend to think about them. And even if friends and loved ones didn't pass during December, I do tend to think at the holidays about my loved ones who are no longer here. And you might have a similar experience, that it can be maybe something that our brains do is cycle through and just remembering past times and others who used to be here and who are no longer. So it is a little ironic to me that in December, the power that we celebrate is the power of life. And remember, our Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore identified 12 divine attributes that Charles said, because they're in the divine, they're in each person as well. We all have this divine power of life. And life is sometimes also described as vitality, animation, energy, invigoration, and my favorite one here, presence. Presence. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And I'm not talking about the kind of presents that get wrapped and are under the tree. And the color for celebrating the power of life is red. So one of the messages about Christmas that resonates with me is that idea that life itself is eternal, that hope is eternal, that blessing, that goodness are eternal. And I think, again, another image or another symbol is that story of the baby Jesus being born on Christmas. It's a reminder of new beginnings, of hope, of expectancy. Most scholars believe that Jesus probably wasn't born on December 25th, and that celebrations of Christmas were timed to match earlier celebrations of the winter solstice, after which times the days started to get longer and the nights started to get shorter. And that this is something that humanity needs, that a reminder that hard times aren't forever, a reminder that winter isn't forever, a reminder that long nights are not forever, and a reminder that death is not forever. Death is not forever. And so thinking about divine life as presence, someone's presence, I turned to a book called Divine Audacity by Unity writer and minister Linda Martella Whitsett, and she's the former director of Silent Unity. And here's what she had to say about the divine power of life. She said, "I believe we mistake death for an ending, a failure even. We forget that our eternal being is an ever presence. Upon death, the body decays, but our presence lives eternally. We experience one another's presence unattached from our body all the time. Our presence does not depend on our physicality." And I thought this was brilliant. And she gave some examples of ways that we experience other people's presence unattached from their bodies. So some examples are just like social media, reading someone's posts that, you know, they're not doing it right live then, they put it up a while ago, and we're still experiencing their presence, or receiving a text from someone, or even having a phone call that what we're hearing is not actually the person's voice live, but it's a recording, even though it might be a recording that's transmitted instantaneously. Another way we experience people's presence when they're not even here is old school. If we get a letter, or if we have an old letter, like I have letters from my grandparents that are still very precious to me because I love my grandparents. And even though they're no longer in this physical realm, I hear their voices when I read their letters. We can also experience someone's presence through our memories. And I don't know about you, but my friends who've passed, I hear their voices, I hear their laughter. Sometimes my pets, I hear them galloping around my house. And so there's ways that we can still experience the presence of our beloveds, even though they have done what Myrtle Fillmore called, they are now working from the other side. They are still there. They are still expressions of life. They are still expressions of love. They still love us. And they are still a candle, I believe, in our lives. So as we think about lighting a candle in the world, I'm going to turn to another quote from the Bible. And this one is from the Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus is quoted as telling his followers, "You are the light of the world." And I believe this message is for all humanity. So again, from the Message Bible, from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on the hilltop, on a light stand, shine. And I believe this isn't about talking to other people about God or trying to convince them of believing a certain way. I believe this is about consciously igniting our own light, recognizing the light that we are, and reflecting that light out into the world, recognizing that divine light is in each person as well. So one thing that I think is pretty cool about candles is if anyone has ever used one candle to light another candle, and the safe way to do this, of course, is you take the unlit one and you tilt it towards the lit one so that you're not dripping wax all over the place. You might notice that using one candle to light another candle does not diminish the light of the first candle at all, and that one candle can be used to light an infinite number of candles, which I think is just really miraculous. And so this Advent and this solstice and this Christmas, my hope for us all is that we all recognize ways we are the light and continue consciously radiating that light out into the world, recognizing that others are the light as well. And that all of the imagery that we see, the symbol of the newborn baby Jesus, the color red for life, anytime we look at a candle, that this reminds us that that light is always present, even at times when it seems like we're in the middle of a really long night, that that light is always there. I invite us to take a few moments now into meditation. And so go ahead and settle yourself into your chair in a way that feels comfortable for you, with your feet on the floor, and taking a conscious breath in and letting it go and feeling your body release. Relax. You're welcome to close your eyes, or if that's not comfortable for you, if you prefer to focus on something, I invite you to focus on the candle, any of the candles. And I invite you to join me in this vision. Imagine you are standing in a very large room, and in your hands you hold a lit candle. That candle is very safe. You hold it in a way that you're safe from any wax. And slowly, gradually, as you stare at that flame, you become aware that you are surrounded by all your loved ones, all your dear ones, everyone you've ever loved in this lifetime. They're right there. And they each have an unlit candle. And one by one, you watch as they approach you with love, as they light their candle from your candle. And you see the number of lights grow and grow and grow. And you see all your beloveds now with a lit candle. And you see all your beloveds surrounded by their beloveds, everyone they have loved in this lifetime, and all of their beloveds take an unlit candle and light their candle from your beloved's candle. And you see this pattern continuing and continuing and continuing. An infinite number of lights. And you know this light is a symbol of love, of life, of blessing, a symbol of the presence of the divine within. And so I invite us to take a few moments in the silence and just bask in watching those candlelights, those symbols of life, of love, of the divine, watching those symbols proliferate and gain further expression through the candles of everyone we can see. So in the silence, we see all of those lights occurring. We see that we are expressions of light. We see that all of our loved ones are expressions of light. We see that every person on the planet is an expression of light. And we allow this candle to remind us of our divinity, the divinity of others, and the infinite presence of life and of love. And for this experience, we're so grateful. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you, Audrey, for sharing your light with us, igniting life and love. And now, if you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, please speak out their name or hold them quietly in your heart. Members of our church have requested that we send out healing prayers and energy to all of the people and animals displaced by war and natural disasters. The members of our communities who are struggling to meet basic human needs, and for Hallie, Dixie, Fred, Linda, and Dallas. Shout out to Phil, who's recovering from shoulder surgery, and for all those that we have lit candles for, and for those you can mention now. And now please join me in our healing prayer. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And now it is our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be the spirit of generosity. By giving of our time, talent, and treasure, we welcome each of these gifts from you as a member of our spiritual community. Now, holding our offerings in our hands and heart, let's say our offering prayer together. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Thank you, Jerry. And now together, let's say our blessing of thanks. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly, and so it is. And in closing, let's all say our prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. For wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And once again, let's join hands and hearts and together singing our peace song. And while you're moving, let's express gratitude who made our service possible. Our wonderful speaker, Audrey. Reader, Susan. The Merkers musician. And Joanne's wonderful song. Next. We do need you to. Please stay with us for a few minutes if you want to visit on Zoom or join us downstairs for food and fellowship after the peace song.
Let there be peace on earth. And let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as creator, family all are we. Let us walk with each other.
Family. That was wonderful.